Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Yeah. All right, it's hour two. Of this 4.5 hour extravaganza, if you count the pre-show. Jim Colony here, all by myself. Nobody else wanted to come in and work with me except Callis. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you. That's a new thing now where people say I appreciate you.
Yeah, right? I say that a lot.
Yeah, and I get that a lot. I'll give people the spiel. Paul Alexander coming up here in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk a little golf. Of course, he's the host of Saturday's Going Low show. It's on from 7 to 8. A lot of people, that's a really good time. That's good timing because a lot of people listen to that show when they're on their way to play. And I will hear cars that pull into the parking lot sometimes with Paul on at that hour, which is really cool. And I need some help from him. He's much better golfer than I am. So Paul's going to help me out. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. But yeah, people say, so I'll give a spiel, you know, fix your ball marks, place your divots, keep up with the group in front of you, yada, yada, yada. Don't do anything stupid with the carts, you know, that kind of stuff. And then guys will say, I appreciate you. And so I just say, like, I appreciate it. You know, that would be what I would say. But now it's I appreciate you, which I guess makes it personal. And I feel like it warms my heart that they appreciate me. But I don't know. That's a new phrase.
It's different, though, like, if you do a favor for me, then I'll say I appreciate it, like I appreciate the favor. But, like, if you say something nice to me or do something to, like, you know, compliment me or right. whatever, or, like, give me instructions on something,
right.
then I'll say I appreciate you because you've done
okay.
something.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You've done something kind. It's like a different way of saying thank you.
Okay.
Josh right. Taylor said that a lot when I would work with him over the weekends, and I think I just kind of picked up on that. But I appreciate it is appreciating something that's like a favor, then yeah.
Are we making any progress with the text line?
Nope, I haven't gotten an email yet, no.
Okay, right. The fan text line, and they're getting their money's worth, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So there's that. Have you ever been on a tiki boat?
I have not.
One of those tiki boats. Does that intrigue you at all?
It does. Sounds fascinating.
It does. We've looked into it. And we had some company, but I don't know if you have to rent the whole tiki boat. And there's only like 8 people, I think it holds, or 6. They just look kind of cool. And then, of course, it's basically an excuse to, you know, like pound a couple beers over the course of a couple hours, floating up and down the Allegheny, the Mon, or the Ohio. And I'm going to do it at some point, but I don't know. It seems like it's a little bit pricey, and you know, we're retired people now, so we're older Pennsylvanians that haven't really benefited by the lottery yet. Of course, you do have to buy a ticket, don't you, in order to win.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to start doing that. But at any rate, so we haven't taken the plunge on a tiki boat yet, although they were in the news recently where they saved some kayaker who was in distress. And apparently the guy was a kayaker. He didn't know how to swim. That's not a good combination to be kayaking on the Three Rivers.
Yeah, you should probably know how to swim just in case.
Well, there's commercial boat traffic and recreational boat traffic, and you're in a kayak. But the tiki boat swung into action. I think that's awesome. So I'm going to have to try that sometime. I just didn't know if you'd done that. Bob Smizek's going to be joining me in the 8 o'clock hour. I wonder if Smizek's ever been on a tiki boat. We're going to find out. Okay, here's what... Oh, and I should mention Fan Twitter, where I plugged the show. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Okay, southhillskia.net. It's very important. Okay, so congratulations to Hempfield area grad Bridget Williams of Greensburg. That's kind of from the Department of Redundancy Department, but she's from Hempfield. And she won the women's pole vault over the weekend at the Olympic trials. And that's awesome. So she gets to go to the Olympics. There was another woman from Waynesburg, Marissa Kalsi, and she finished 11th, which is still great. But Bridget Williams gets to go. She's going to the Olympics. And so congratulations to her. And the pole vault, to me, I mean, that is I use the term badass event. You got to have guts to be a pole vaulter. And our former colleague and good friend of ours, Abby Way, from Mount Pleasant fame and East Carolina fame, she was an intern for us, did some work for us. And now I think she works for my good buddy Alex Moser and Wiggle Whiskey. But at any rate, Abby was a pole vaulter of some note. But I don't even know how you would, I wouldn't even dare to start trying the pole vault, because you have to have sprinter's speed. You're carrying a pole. And then you have to go as fast as you can, within reason, plant the pole, and then bend back, and then go flying up in the air. And what did Bridget do? 15, almost 16 feet, 15 and a half feet. I mean, that's up there, right? I mean, that's like jumping out of a second-story window. Now, you're landing in a nice, big, foamy thing. But there's a lot of trust that goes into that, where you have to run... And then, boom, you plant the pole. There are a lot of things that could go wrong, Nick. Don't you agree?
I do.
In this event?
I think it's called a mat, though, not a big foamy thing.
Well, I know, but it's a mat. No, but it's a big foamy mat. It's not like, no, there's a mat, and then there's a big foamy thing, right? I mean.
No.
If you're, okay, did you wrestle in high school?
I did.
Okay, so you look like a wrestler. And so that's a mat. The wrestling mat is...
No, there's like different types of mats, though.
I understand that, but a wrestling mat is, that's, to me, that's a mat. There's a doormat, okay? There's the mat that the rubbish people took away from you that costs a lot of money. That's a mat, a floor mat in your car. Did you get that back, by the way?
Nope.
Any it's luck gone. Or any progress?
No. Nope,
somebody's got it. But anyway.
Yeah.
But those are mats. And I understand that it's a mat, like in the high jump pit or the pole vault pit, but it's a big foamy thing. It's not a little, it's not like a, you know, a 3-inch thick mat or a 1-inch thick mat or a tiny inch thick mat that you have at different places. It's a big foamy thing.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing's wrong with it. It's just amusing. That's all.
Okay, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for, to amuse people. As I look into there's the camera there. does anybody watch this thing? This camera?
Oh, absolutely. We're on YouTube now.
We are.
Yeah.
Wow.
YouTube live stream. So.
Yeah, I'm going to talk YouTube, and Paul Alexander is going to join me to talk a little golf here in just a few minutes.
But
because you can't go on YouTube without seeing golf videos where how to make you a better golfer.
That's true.
I've
never been golfing before?
Never. Well, you could have gone with Donnie Football.
He didn't invite me.
Donnie Golf.
He didn't invite me.
And I heard he used an orange ball.
Yeah.
I remember when they came into vogue, and that was like a cool thing to have back in the late 80s. And I remember going out by myself one day. This was up in Boston. And I went to a golf course in the fall. And I used an orange ball. Bad idea. because all the leaves were on the ground and a lot of them were orange. And so you could even hit a pretty good shot down the middle, and the leaves were out there. And I realized that using an orange ball wasn't a great idea. And even using any kind of a golf ball, you can, the only good news is you can invoke the leaf rule, which is the leaves shouldn't be there. So you can like spray a ball and you can say, oh, leaf rule, because the leaves are there and I lost my ball and I can't. So there's no penalty if you invoke the leaf rule, at least in casual golfing kind of stuff. So I'm sure Paul Alexander is familiar with the leaf rule. So we can discuss that and we can discuss other things. But before we get Paul on the air, how about giving away some tickets? Callis, you ready for this?
Yes.
Giving away some tickets? Okay, let's say caller number 6 at 412-928-9370. Caller number 6 to win 2 tickets to see Bret Michaels and Chris Jansen. Interesting combo at the Pavilion at Star Lake on Saturday, January 13th. That's caller 6 to win 2 tickets to see Bret Michaels and Chris Jansen at the Pavilion, and that's coming up actually in just a couple of weeks. So that's pretty cool. Coming up next, going to talk a little golf with Going Low host, my good buddy, Paul Alexander. I'm Jim Colony.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. All right, you can tweet us, as I mentioned, or you can tweet me at jcolony13, J-C-O-L-O-N-Y, 1-3. Somebody, Dave, tweets, and I still call it Twitter. Everybody still calls it Twitter, regardless of what Elon Musk wants us to call it. He says, Dave says, he can listen to the Fan Morning Show again because he's not talking about getting high or drunk every other segment. They don't do that, do they? No.
Feels like the PM team does that more than that.
I was thinking the same thing. But they talk about Awaken 180 more than anything else. Yeah, I mean, I might sound like I'm high or sound like I'm drunk, but I'm not talking about it. That's pretty much it. All right, joining us now, on the hotline, I guess, is my good buddy Paul Alexander. Paul, the host of Going Low Saturday mornings. I hear radios pulling into the parking lot at Pheasant Ridge, Paul. I hear your dulcet tones where they're listening to the Going Low show on their way to in an effort to go low on Saturdays. It's great.
It's awesome. it's a must. It gets you in the proper frame of mind to go attack the toughest sport in the world.
Right. So I need some help here. Actually, I'm going to ask you this because I did think of this, and I try not to waste too much time on this because basically it scrambles your brain. Okay. Because as you know, when it comes to golf, because you're pretty good. I'm just okay. You're pretty good. But if you start overanalyzing and thinking about too many things, too many swing thoughts, then it absolutely just, it scrambles, it paralyzes, it's counterproductive. But are you, and because we're both golfers of varying degrees, that do you find yourself on social media that you attract the ads where they have videos that you can't help but watch, like how to improve your chipping game? Here's how to draw the ball. Here's how to work the, you know, do you find yourself seeing all those things and getting sucked in even though you know you shouldn't?
Yeah, but there's a lot of helpful things out there. If you can do it on the range. And here's the great mystifier to me for golf. There's folks that play once a week. They have a tee time every 8 o'clock with three other buddies. And they don't hit balls during the week. They don't ever practice. They show up, throw their shoes on, get to the first tee just in time, put the ball in the ground, take a swing, and they can't understand why they're not getting any better. You know what would really be amazing? If you actually did get better, and that's the way you approached your golf game. You have to work at it. And I've been trying to get my son, you know, he can absolutely kill it. You know, these young kids are, he's 21,
oh,
he can hit 300
crazy.
Plus.
But it's crazy.
He often has no idea where it goes. He, you know, he's going into finance, and I said, you know what, you can prove to somebody that you're diligent, hardworking, and dedicated if you can really play golf. What's that mean? What are you talking about? Because no one gets good at golf without a lot of hard work.
How come, by the way, how come all of our, at least our male children, talk like you just did there? When we describe our kids, when they're around, we're in their teens and early 20s, they all talk like, well, right? That's how
exactly.
We always describe the way that they talk, which is funny. Okay, so I need some help here. The one thing that I did see the other day, it was actually on one of the screens here yesterday morning when I was here with Doran, was there was a woman who was demonstrating the proper chipping technique, and damned if I didn't get out there yesterday and I was trying some things and it really helped, but it was very simple. You know, but the way she described it was simple. You know, it wasn't real complicated. And here's another thing about golf that your son's probably in that category. And look, when the guys are young and they're athletic and yeah, they can probably swing pretty hard. But I always tell people, if you I guess it's going to sound offensive to women, but it's not, because I say swing like a girl. And I've told Doran this.
Don't throw like one.
I've told Zeiss this. Instead of trying to like kill the ball, if you swung the way that Nelly Korda does, for example, you know, just a nice tempo swing, and you see these women on the LPGA tour, if those are the people that guys should watch and to try to emulate their swing instead of trying to swing like Bryson DeChambeau.
Who swings easier than Bhatia? I mean, did you watch him? It was a shame he didn't,
nope.
You know, complete the Rocket Mortgage with that three putt, but he is effortless. And I tell everybody to swing at 80%. If you swing right around 80%, you know, that's enough. I mean, you have to create club head speed. You have to come through the ball, but people don't use their big muscles. You don't swing with your arms. You create torque. If anyone would really want to work at their game, imagine you're trying to skip a stone across a lake. The best lesson I ever had, I had played with a golf pro many years ago. I shot like an 81. I was really happy. And he said, do you want to get better? And I went, well, yeah, of course I do. Everyone does. He goes, be here tomorrow. So I get all excited. I come out. He goes, you don't need your clubs. I said, what? He gave me a huge bucket of balls and had me just throw them like I was skipping a rock across a lake. And the weight transfer, you know, get all your weight on your back foot and all your weight on your front foot. It was amazing because I had kind of a reverse pivot going. And then I went out and played that same day. I hit the ball at least 25, 30 yards further.
I was
a mess with my club selection because I was hitting the ball at least 15 to 20 yards further.
But the other part of the skipping a stone, if you do it too hard, it's going to sink. And I think that's part of it with the momentum. Talking to Paul Alexander, host of the Going Low show, and the critically acclaimed Going Low show, by the way. I'm just going to throw that in there. Sponsored by, among others, my good friend Jim Lynch, who I might have to go stop and see and see him today and hit some balls at Pine Creek maybe. But
another thing, Jimmy, is people are obsessed with the newest and the greatest technology, and I use it too much. But I'll say it again, just for proper etiquette, it's the Indian, not the arrow. I don't want all the golf manufacturers not to get their just due and get money, because sometimes, you know, you do find the right fit. And if you believe the club's helping you, it will, even though it's perception becoming reality. But seek professional help. Get a lesson. It's one of the best things you can possibly do.
I'm going to give a shout-out. I saw this, and it's too bad. Mike Van Sickle was in a qualifier at the John Deere Classic yesterday, and he shot 60. He's 5-under. But you know how good everybody is, right? So he's in a playoff.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
He's in a playoff to get in, and he didn't make it because a couple guys birdied the first hole, and Mike did not. But I've heard good.
He needed to drink a couple beers after he.
That's,
you know,
what somebody.
For the playoff.
That's what somebody suggested to him because he put it out on Twitter that he was going to be in a. He thought, because he finished earlier than a lot of other guys, he thought it might be good enough for a playoff. And somebody actually did tweet him back and said, "Have a couple of beers." Like, who was the fill in the blank guy? I can't remember the
Nick
guy's
Benz.
Name.
Nick Benz.
Yeah.
Nick Benz was his name.
Right. So I guess he didn't, I'm sure he didn't because Mike's a very responsible guy. Oh, you know what I should tell
he's
you?
An amazing player.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're used to doing this because we're talking golf now with Paul Alexander, and it's brought to us by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at t-mobile.com/switch. So there you go. Okay, now here's what I really need from you. Because one of the things, you know, we get everybody off on time, and on weekends it's very busy, and I work at a public course, and pace of play is always an issue. And the thing is that I'm sure that, let's say, for example, if you and I and Jeff Hathorn, and I'll throw Mueller in there, if the four of us went out and played with nobody in front of us, we'd do it in well under 4 hours.
It would be around three.
Yeah. Maybe not quite. But in other words, we would get around. Now, for other people, that would be too fast. But generally, if you can play on a public course, like Pheasant Ridge is rated, we have it in the carts now, apparently it was rated at one point for 4 hours and 20 minutes. Now, that to me is slow. However,
it is.
But if on a public course on a weekend, if I can get people around in under 4.5 hours, I'm happy with it. But what is the best way for me when I realize that I kind of go out the first hole, I look down, the guys are on the eighth green, there's nobody on the tee, and there's nobody on the seventh green. And I'm going like, oh, crap, you know, I'm going to have to go out and talk to somebody. What is the best way for me to do it without irritating people? Because you're much more diplomatic than I am. You know, I'd like to go out there and say, hey, people, you got to move your butt here. You're a hole behind, and you really need to speed up. But what's a good way to encourage people to play a little bit faster?
Just simply the pleasure of golf is being able to play at a reasonable pace, waiting to hit shots. Is just going to ruin everybody's day. And you just say it's a matter of courtesy and etiquette. And I'm a big fan of ready golf. I love the etiquette
absolutely.
Of golf. And yes, the person away should always hit first, the putt away, yes. But just be ready. Always be ready to hit your shot when it's your turn. Or if someone's looking for a ball and not ready, go ahead and hit your shot.
Walking
toward the green, all those things.
Here's another one in that regard. Okay, so let's say you and I are in a cart, and Jeff and Mueller are in another cart, so I spray my ball. I can't find it. Your ball's in the middle of the fairway, and so while I'm looking for my ball, you go over to your ball and hit it. And Jeff and Chris hit their balls, and then I'm still looking for my ball. After you hit yours, you come back over and help me. And then if I can't find it after another minute or so, just, you know, we're just gonna go ahead. You know what I mean? In other words, you don't need all four guys looking for a lost ball. Take care of your own business, and then be a good neighbor afterwards. That's a big one for me. Here's another one that when you're done with your shot, okay, you complete your shot, and you're getting back into your cart. Don't wipe off your club. Don't put the cover back on if it's a fairway wood, you know, get into your cart, even with your club in hand, and just drive away. And then when you get to your next shot, to the green, whatever, then you can put it in the bag. Then you can wipe it off. Then you can take care of all that other stuff. And the same thing is true when you're done on a green. Instead of, first of all, leave your cart in a good exit position.
Yes.
You know,
behind
like
the green.
Right. Like not in front.
Take it past the green.
Right.
And you're on toward the next
yes.
hole.
And even after that, instead when you're done with the hole, instead of writing your score down, you know, again, wiping, you know, all doing all that housekeeping stuff, drive up to the next tee and do all that stuff then. You know, those are tips that, you know, I kind of don't have time to go out and tell people how to do it. But the other thing is too, I understand, you know, people, it's not cheap to play golf. You know,
nope.
even on public courses,
especially now.
And because there's a demand there, and so when there's a demand, you know, people can charge. As soon as people stop paying for it, then the price might come down. But it's not cheap, but it's not really that expensive either. But when somebody said to me once, I said, you know, you're on pace here for, it'd be really nice if you could pick up the pace. I said, you're on pace here for 5 hours and really need to move along. And they say, well, I want to make sure I get my $65 worth. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, what do you say to that? It's just, you know, but those are minor irritations. For the most part, I think everybody has a pretty good time and moves along and has a pretty good idea. But I still need to be more diplomatic.
Yeah, but I really believe, and I mention it every week on the show, pace of play really ensures, you know, a joyful experience.
And you play better.
If you wait on every shot, it's going to be miserable. And then if you're not playing well and you're waiting, you're as miserable as you can get. So, yeah, just be courteous and just keep it moving. I tell people all the time, it's not a fine wine. If waiting and taking 20 practice swings and looking at a putt 1,000 different ways, if every time I did that it went in, I'd do it, but it doesn't. It doesn't make you any better. Be ready to play, take a practice swing, and line up and hit the ball and keep it moving and enjoy it.
And know your limitations in terms of if you're 220 yards away from the green, you know you can't get there, just hit the ball. We had some guys the other day that were waiting on that, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? And then they both hit worm burners, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe the one time that you hit your best shot, you're going to hit into the group in front of you. But it's better to ask forgiveness, I guess, in that instance. And if I don't know, whatever. But hey, Paul, I appreciate the help. You're still on this weekend, right? I got the.
Oh yeah.
Actually, are you at? Because we got
Saturday
the
Saturday at 7.
We got the Jimbo's Balls event at Moon on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
definitely. Well, give me a shout.
I'll be listening. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, maybe we'll have to work something out.
Yeah, I can
reciprocate because I think we start at 8:30.
If people are listening, we can give people, you know, some hints as to where to look.
It really isn't that hard.
If you can listen to the show, you'll have an edge.
If you can find your golf cart, you can find Jimbo's balls. It's that easy. We tried that the first year we did it. We actually stashed golf balls.
Like an Easter egg hunt.
Yes, and then I wondered why, and I was out playing, stashing the balls, and I wondered why isn't the group behind us, where are they? And they were just looking around for all the golf balls. Yeah. So then we decided just to put the balls in the golf carts for everybody to participate. So Josh DiNino and his staff at Moon do a great job. And Paul, so do you.
Thank
I appreciate
you. They're awesome.
And we'll have to get out there and play again. You helped my team beat Starkey. That was good, by the way.
That was fun. What a cool place.
Yeah.
What a concept that is.
Yeah, we'll have to get back up there.
1887.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Foxburg. All right, Paul, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got to get to this plumber trivia thing that he's going to stump me, so I'm kind of worried about that. But we'll talk to you later, and we'll have to get out and play soon. All right. There goes Paul. I kept him a little long, so I apologize. Apologize to the plumber. But I guess it would be like, you know, when the plumber goes out and he has a difficult call or whatever, and then you see maybe a half hour later, then he thought he was going to be. So that'll become, well, not a half hour later, just a few minutes. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. And I honestly don't know what's coming up next. I've never heard this segment, so I'm going to be stumped by a plumber, I guess. So I'm actually looking forward to this. It should be kind of fun. I'm Jim Colony. This is the Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan. What game show is this from, Callis? Is this just a generic game show?
Yeah, I think
show
I just
music?
Made one for this.
You did? Okay. Well, I like it. I mean, it's kind of a snappy little tune. So Southside Jake is joining us now, and Jake is going to stump me. And actually, we kind of stumped each other because you remembered. I didn't remember this. It was a long time ago, back when I worked at 1250, but that we were in a fantasy football league together. I'd kind of forgotten about that, probably because I didn't do very well.
Me either. I didn't do well either. Those were some slingers there. They did very well.
Did they? I honestly don't remember. But I never. I think the only time I won a fantasy football league was when I didn't get paid for winning it. So that's kind of a typical thing. So Nick sort of walked me through this a little bit, but maybe you can tell me what am I doing here? What are you going to do? You're going to stump me with whatever?
Yeah, it's a basic like three question trivia thing.
Okay.
Dorn and Adam and I go back and forth on it, and I, you know, they're smart guys. So,
well, I have nothing for you. As people can tell, if they've listened here for the first couple of hours, I did absolutely zero preparation for this show. So, that's part of it. So, I do not have any trivia questions for you. Was I supposed to?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm asking the questions and coming at you.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Man. You know, I did tell Dorn and Adam last week I was attending the NASCAR race in Nashville this weekend.
Okay. Oh, you know, but before you do that, there's something I have to do before I forget because I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. So there we go. Now we're ready to go. The floor is yours.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be NASCAR, NASCAR trivia?
Well, this is going to be one question. You got the disadvantage here because I told Dorn and Adam I was going this weekend, so I was hoping they were going to brush off on what happened. This is a very simple one because I know they're not into it either. But, all right.
I'm sort of a casual NASCAR guy. Like, I don't mind. I kind of like watching the races sometimes, but this weekend's was not one of the races that I watched.
Well, we'll see if you get it anyways. I mean, if you're casual, you might know it. So this weekend, history was made with 5 overtime restarts. Yes, there is overtime in NASCAR for the casual fan out there.
Yeah, that.
It's never been done. I got to witness it, luckily.
Green-white checkers.
Yeah, who won the race with the 5 overtime restarts?
Kevin Harvick.
No, he retired last year, so he wasn't even right.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Well, I retired 2 years ago, so we're even. Jeff Burton.
So I'll give
he
you,
probably
give
retired
you two
too.
More guesses. Who was it?
Jeff Burton. Did he retire too? If I say Tony Stewart or Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt. No, those guys are all retired.
No. They're all retired.
So obviously Daniel Suarez.
That's a good guess, but no. Joey Logano won that race.
Should have known that.
But Daniel Suarez was a very, very good guess. He was right there.
Was he? What about Chase Elliott? I honestly haven't watched. I sometimes watch the Daytona 500. I actually covered NASCAR. I worked in South Carolina one spring, very briefly. Mm-hmm. David Pearson's hometown, and Bud Moore is an engine builder who had Ricky Rudd as his driver.
Yeah.
So I got to know some of those guys. They were really cool. We were actually able to call the Daytona garage from our radio station, and some guy answers the phone. I said, would it be possible to speak with David Pearson? And they went and got him. And this is like after he'd won one of the twin 125 qualifiers. And I'm trying to imagine what the equivalent of some other sport would be where you just call down to the dugout. Hey, can you get Kutch over here for a minute? You know, that kind of thing.
So while I was down there, one of my vendors at work, shout out State Water Heaters, got us all access passes to go into the pits, the garages, and everything. And those guys are one of a kind. So it's not surprising that they took the call and actually talked to you. So,
well, we were his hometown radio station and stuff like that. But it was, you know, but those guys are, and it was like that back in the day. They're very customer oriented. I mean, you're a businessman, so you know what it's like. But they take care of their sponsors. It's kind of a joke where they, you know, do the post race thing and they talk about, you know, the STP Chevrolet and, you know, all this other stuff. You try to mention as many sponsors as possible, but you know, they're ahead of their time. I mean, the Pirates are wearing a Sheets patch now on their arm. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Right. So what's the trivia going to be next week that I won't have to know the answer?
Oh man, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm probably gonna ask them a college basketball question next week. I think so. So I mean, I don't know. I can give you a sneak peek, but you know, I don't want to ruin the surprise either.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Blake Hinson. How did I do? No.
No.
He's not in college basketball anymore. All right. Well, Jake, thank you very much. Maybe we'll have to get in a fantasy football league again sometime.
I'm in.
Have you ever been on a tiki boat?
No, I've not.
No. Would you like to go on a tiki boat?
Of course. I'd always like to go.
Okay. No, I'm not going to give you a tiki boat tickets or anything. I just was curious if you'd ever been, because I'm going to be – that's my question for the day for everybody. I think I forgot to ask Paul. But, Jake, thanks much. We appreciate it.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
All right. You too. All right, that's Southside Jake who stumped me because I didn't watch the NASCAR race. I might have had a little bit of a chance if I'd watched it, but I didn't even flip over to it. The 50-minute mark, and we're pretty close to it on The Fan, is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So that's that. What else? It was something else. Oh, well, the other thing that – okay, here's another thing that happened today just real quick. Before we break at the top of the hour here. And Jason Mackey is coming up next. So he covers everything now. So we can talk about anything with Jason. And he's on, I guess he's on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So he'll be on again here in about 10 minutes or so. I came in this morning, you know, yesterday I forgot my stuff. I had to turn around and go back home. And I was like 15 minutes later than I wanted to. And then today I pulled into Sheets. I mentioned Sheets earlier. So I pull in to get a breakfast sandwich on my way in. Normally at home, my routine is pretty solid. I get up, I have Cheerios with some sort of fruit, be it blueberries, strawberries, banana, and orange juice. And then, you know, I go about my business, do the crossword puzzles out of the PG and so forth and so on, and then do whatever. You know, today, you know, you want to save time, sleep. So I get up at 3:30, a little before 3:30, and glass of orange juice, get organized, get dressed, come in, pull into Sheets, and then realize I didn't have my wallet. So I had no currency with me. I had no money, no nothing. And so all I had was some cookies that were left over from that my wife had brought back from the wedding that I wasn't invited to. So I've got cookies, I've got an apple, and then I've got some peanut butter crackers out of my car that I'll probably go and get. So that'll be today's breakfast. But luckily, I don't have to worry about getting up really, really early for another... maybe a year, maybe like next 4th of July when people are on vacation. So that's pretty much what I got. What else do I have to take care of before we get to Jason Mackey? And the answer is one thing, and that is Fan Weather. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today's high 84. I love it. Low 55 overnight, clear. And then tomorrow, a high of, it's going to get steamy again. A high of 89 and partly cloudy tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.